Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Gimel teaches us in Shaw Mata B'Maisachama, if somebody in the summer, when we're not supposed to say V'Sein Talamotar, said V'Sein Talamotar, the loch is Machzir Noisai. We make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And here, unlike the halacha says the Beis Yosef that we learned by Mashvaruch Amarit Hageshem, where in the winter we're supposed to say Mashvaruch Amarit Hageshem, the halacha is if you didn't say Mashvaruch Amarit Hageshem, you said Marit HaTal, that is B'dievet acceptable. Here, saying Tal instead of saying Tal makes no difference. The fact that you ask for rain in the summer is a issue. Not only is that an issue, but as we're going to see, Sif Gimel discusses a situation where he mentioned the Saint Talamotar in the summer. Sif Dalid speaks about a situation where he omitted saying the Saint Talamotar in the winter. The Pesukim can point out that saying the Saint Talamotar in the winter, saying the Saint Talamotar in the summer, is far worse than omitting the Saint Talamotar in the winter. Because asking for rain in a time where rain is a klala is inappropriate. And therefore, the halacha is that the halacha treats such a situation much more seriously. So what is the halacha? So as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody said the same Talmotar in the summer, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. What does that mean? That if he finished saying the Shemoneh Esrei and then recognizes that he said the same Talmotar, he should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If he did not finish saying, if he did not finish the Shemoneh Esrei, then he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. All he needs to do is go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu and correct himself. What is considered that one finished the Shemoneh Esrei? So it is the opinion of the Paiskim that we say twice at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei after we say the bracha of Hamavarech Am Yisrael B'Shalom. Then we say Yul Ratzon. Then we say the tefillos of Alakai Netzar. Sometimes people add other tefillos and bakashas. And then we say Yul Ratzon another time. It is the opinion of the Paiskim that after saying Yul Ratzon the second time, that's considered that one has finished Shemoneh Esrei, even though he hasn't actually taken the three steps back. There's a very big chiddush from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Gilyonei HaShas. He says, what would be the halacha if somebody says Yul Ratzon Imrifi, the second one, but Toich Kdei Dibur of saying it, he realized that he made a mistake in saying the Saint Talamotar in the summer. So he says that since it's Toich Kdei Dibur, it's when we have a rule, Toich Kdei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that so it's considered as if he has not yet finished the Shemoneh Esrei, and he still now will have the opportunity to go back to Baruch Aleinu and will not need to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say a person realized as he's saying Baruch Aleinu that it's the summer and he said the same Talamotar. What's appropriate to do is go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Furthermore, let's say he said the entire Baruch Aleinu, and he gets up to Baruch Atah Hashem, And before he's about to say Mevarech Hashanim, he realizes that he said the same Talmoter, and now it's the summer, which he's not supposed to do. He should say, and we've spoken about this in a previous year, he should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha, and then go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu and say it properly. What is appropriate to do, that means if you're in the middle of Baruch Aleinu and you realize that you didn't say it properly, that you said the same Talmoter, even though now it's the summer, the right thing to do is to go back to the beginning of that bracha of Baruch Aleinu. However, if he didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, he goes back and instead and says the same bracha instead of saying the same Talmoter, or even he said the same Talmoter, and then he realizes, I'm not supposed to be saying the same Talmoter now, it's the summer. So he corrects himself by saying the same Talmoter of Racha, the same Bracha. The halacha is that even though that's not what he should have done, and we should stress that, what's appropriate to do is to go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. But if he did that, he said the same Talmoter of Racha, the same Bracha, but the Eved, that is acceptable. The halacha also is that if someone in the winter, in the summer, where again, in the summer we're supposed to say the same bracha, the person in the summer did not say rain, he did not say motor, but he did say the same tal, just saying the same tal, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Kuf Yodalid, Sif Katan Yodalid, is not a reason to have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And what he should do, preferably, is say, if he realizes he said the same tal, he should go back and say the same bracha. But if he didn't go back and say the same bracha, all he did instead of the same tal, that is acceptable. Furthermore, the Paiskim point out, the Shalos HaTshuvos, Rivers of Ephraim, and Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Ches teaches us that if somebody didn't say not the same Talmoter and not the same Bracha now in the summer, the halacha is that Shemoneh Esrei is also fine. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Dalet. Im Lo Shol Motah B'Maisik Shamim, in the winter, when we're supposed to say the same Talmoter, he did not say the same Talmoter. Machzir and Oisoi, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, Afa Pisha Shal Tal. Even though he mentioned the Tal, but if in the winter he didn't say the same Talmoter, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Aval, on the other hand, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Shal Motah V'loi Tal. Now in the winter, he only said Motah, he only asked for rain and didn't speak about the Tal, Ein Machzir and Oisoi. So the halacha, as is from the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody realizes in the winter they didn't say the same Talmoter, and he's still in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, what he should do is he should go back and say the same Talmoter and finish the bracha properly. If he is almost at the end of the bracha, that means right before he's about to say Baruch Atah Hashem Avarech Hashanim, he recognizes that he didn't say the same Talmoter. But the Eved, if he said it right there, it's acceptable. But really, he should go back to the proper place in the bracha to say the same Talmoter for two reasons. Number one, you should say the same Talmoter where it's supposed to be said. And number two, the halacha is that whenever you say a bracha, you're supposed to say me'ein chasima, samach l'chasima. And since it's appropriate to mention the Kiyat Hashem Avarech Hashanim, before we make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Avarech Hashanim, inserting at that point the same talamator is not really what should be done. If the person finished saying the bracha, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Avarach Hashanim, and then he realizes that he made a mistake and didn't say the same talamator, the halacha is that at that point he could say the same talamator. Even though, as we discussed earlier in this shiur and in other shiurim, if somebody says Baruch Ata Hashem and recognizes he made an error, so like we discussed earlier in our shiur, if he recognizes in the summer that he said the same talamotar, which he shouldn't have, that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that he should say Lamdeinu Chakecha, or as we discussed in an earlier shiur, if he made a mistake with Masharuch and Marid Hageshem, also he should say Lamdeinu Chakecha, and then go back and say Shmon Esrei properly. Here, the paskim say the halacha is different. Again, we're referring to a situation where it's the winter, and the person omitted saying the same talamotar, and he said the bracha baruch aleinu, and he even already said baruch ato Hashem. Since the halacha gives him options how to correct his error, either, as we mentioned a moment ago, by saying the same talamotar immediately after he finishes saying the bracha baruch ato Hashem avarech Hashanim, or by inserting the same talamotar, as we'll learn in the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. Since, as we've discussed previously, saying Lamdeinu Chukecha is really not something that all Paiskim agree is something that we should encourage. So where that's the only or the best option available, so that's when the Paiskim say, say Lamdeinu Chukecha. But if, as we just discussed, here we have other options, say the same Talmotor after Mavarach Hashanim, say the same Talmotor in Shemei Tefillah, here the Paiskim say, don't say Lamdeinu Chukecha. So now the question is, what is better? That means, somebody said the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, it's the winter, he did not say the same Talmotor. Where is it better? Should he say the same Talmotor in right after saying Baruch Ata Hashem Avarach Hashanim, or should he wait to say the same Talmotor in Shemei Tefillah? The Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin in Sif Katan Tezvov that he should preferably wait to say the same Talmotor in Shemei Tefillah. Everybody agrees that if you already began saying Tka B'Shoifer, then you have to wait to say the same Talamotor to Shemei Tefillah. The only discussion is if you recognized before you started Tka B'Shoifer. The Mishnah Berurah still in Sif Katan Tezvav says that we should wait for Shemei Tefillah. There are other Paiskim that say no, it's better to say the same Talamotor. I saw that the Shas of Tshuvas van Hoggis from Ramosha Sternberg Shlita, Chelik Beis, Simon and Ches discusses this issue, and he seems to say it in both places. What does he mean to say it in both places? Because it seems that he also agrees, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's better to say it in Shemei Tefillah. But waiting to say it in Shemei Tefillah, you risk that you may forget it again, because saying Talmotor really doesn't belong in Shemei Tefillah. So what you should do, therefore, he suggests, is say the same Talmotor right after Mevarech Hashanim. So like that, you know you've done it. And if in Mitzvah Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you remember when you say Shemei Tefillah, again to mention the same Talmotor, that is great. It's also interesting to note that in that Shuvah, in Chelik Beis, Simon Nun Ches, the Ramosha Sternberg discusses the proper pronunciation. Should it be Mashvaruch Amoyed HaGoshem with a comets, or should it be Mashvaruch Amorid Hageshem with a sego? And he paskins that you should say Mashvaruch Amorid Hageshem with a sego. What happened if somebody already, not only did he finish saying Mevarech Hashonim, but he even finished saying the bracha of Shmei Tefillah, but he did not yet say Ritzei, and he recognized that he omitted in the winter saying the same Talmata. So here, if he remembers that he didn't say the same Talmata after he said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but he didn't yet say Shemei Tefillah, there the halacha is that he should say Lamdeinu Chukecha, because now, as we spoke earlier, he doesn't really have many other options. So he should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, go back, say the same Talmud in the middle, and finish the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. If he remembers before he said Ritzei, he should say it at that point. And in fact, there are paiskim that suggest that since, and this is a bigger b'di'evid, but since b'di'evid, you can't say the same Talmud after you finish Shemei Tefillah, before, as long as you didn't start Ritzei. So therefore, they say, as we've discussed in this shir, saying Lamdeinu Chukecha is something that we want to avoid, and it may be better to say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, and say the same Talmater, and then say Ritzei. So again, to just if you already began Ritzei, as long as you remember before you said the second Yiyu L'Rotzen, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you finish the Shemon Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. What is the halacha if somebody recognized that he didn't say the same Talmater before he said the second Yiyu L'Rotzen, that the halacha is that he's supposed to go back not to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, but he's supposed to go back to Baruch Aleinu, but this person forgets that halacha and goes back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, and then he remembers, I wasn't supposed to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, I was just supposed to go back to Baruch Aleinu. The halacha is that it, wherever he is, he shouldn't continue saying on the Shemon Esrei, he should just say, go to Baruch Aleinu and continue the rest of the Shemon Esrei. So to quickly review, if somebody said the same Talmater in the summer, that is the bigger problem. He should go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If he doesn't remember by the time he finishes the bracha Baruch Aleinu, then he has to go back. If he didn't finish Shemon Esrei, he should go back to Baruch Aleinu, otherwise, and say it properly. Otherwise, he should, if he finished the Shemon Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. If in the winter he omitted saying the same Talmater, then the halacha is, if he realized before he finished the bracha, before he finished the bracha Baruch Aleinu, he should go back and say it in its proper place. If he realizes after he said Mevarech Hashanim, he should say the same Talmud both there and in Shemei Tefillah. If he realizes only after he said Shemei Tefillah, if he already said Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, he should just say the same Talmud before Ritzei. If he remembers before he said the word Shemei Tefillah, there's machlokes if he should say Lamdeinu Chukecha and go back, or he should just say the same Talmud after Shemei Tefillah. If he already started saying Ritzei, but has not finished the Shemon Esrei, he should go back to Baruch Aleinu. If he already finished the Shemon Esrei, then he should go back to the beginning of the Shemon Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei concludes, Im lo shol talamotar, if he didn't say the same talamotar in the winter, v'niska kodin Shemei Tefillah, but he remembers before he says Shemei Tefillah, ei machzir noisai, he doesn't have to go back. Rather, b'shoyel b'shemei tefillah, he should say v'sein talmot and shemei tefillah. Says the Ramah, emhoi lo tanis, if this happens on a day that's a fast day, where, as we also learn in our perek here in Masechta Tainis, that you also have to say tzarch loyma aneinu. So the question is, what do you say first, aneinu or v'sein talmotor? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yoyma asheila koydim aneinu. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the same Talmoter is more important than Aneinu for the simple reason. Because if one didn't say Aneinu, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But if one skipped saying the same Talmoter in the winter, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If he didn't remember that he missed saying Talmoter until he finished Shmei Tefillah, and he already began, as we said before, saying Ritzei. Imloy Okaraglov, if he hasn't said the second, he hasn't completed the second Yule Rotzoin, Chayz Lebrichsa, Shadim should go back to Baruch Aleinu. Vim Okaraglov, if he completed the Shemoneh Esrei, Chayz Leroish HaTefillah. Vim Hishlam Tefillasoi, if he finished the Shemoneh Esrei, Veneragaloi Matachnunim, Ach Tefillasoi, Apish Adayin Loi Okaraglov, Kekurim Dami. Which means, as we said at the beginning of the shir, if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, which in way we say Shemoneh Esrei, means that you finish saying the second Yule Ratzon, even though you didn't take the 3 steps back, the halacha considers it as if you finished the Shemoneh Esrei and you must go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei if in the winter you skipped saying the same Talmoter. Vim nisker acha shachosam Shemei Tefillah. If after saying Shemei Tefillah, you remember that you missed saying the same Talmoter, koidim shischol ritzei, even though, but it's before you began saying ritzei, nirishoim the same Talmoter, say at that point same Talmoter, vachachoim ritzei, and then continue saying ritzei, and you need not do anything else. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'ur Halacha goes into a very interesting discussion. Our shiurim have been centered around somebody who missed saying the same Talmoter when he was supposed to. But what about any other of the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei where somebody missed saying an essential part of the bracha? Can that be corrected? Can that be corrected also in Shemei Tefillah? The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion, but it seems that is clearly the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that any of the brachas, if you miss saying something that's important in those brachas, or, for example, you miss saying Atochan on Tanu on Matzah Shabbos, could always be corrected by saying what you missed in Shomea Tefillah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed, Shomea Tefillah, always hear our tefillahs.